Welcome to the Beef Watch Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension beef educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we will be discussing an article that Dr. Matt Spangler wrote for the August issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled Beef Improvement Federation Meeting Summary. Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Spangler.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Spangler, this article is a summary of some of the highlights from the 50th anniversary meeting of the Beef Improvement Federation that was held in Loveland, Colorado this year back in June. Before we discuss some of the highlights from this year's meeting, share with us a little about the history of the Beef Improvement Federation, its purpose, and the focus of the organization going forward.
Well, really, the Beef Improvement Federation, or BIF, was initiated as a means of standardizing the way we collect a lot of data in the beef industry that's then used to generate EPDs, or expected progeny differences. And certainly the early BIF meetings would have been centered on how we adjust records for things like age of dam or sex of calf, what are appropriate age windows to collect weights in, and certainly would have had a strong influence in the development and utilization of things like carcass ultrasound, and then the development of the statistical models used to estimate expected progeny differences. So it's really served as that kind of forum. And I think a really neat thing about the annual meetings, certainly over time and up till today, is that it's a forum where scientists, beef cattle producers, and allied industry can get together and really have a discussion that goes in both ways. So academicians teaching producers, but producers also sharing their experiences and concerns so that researchers can continue to make improvements that benefit the beef industry. So I think a really unique meeting that way, and certainly a unique organization.
So Matt, as I think about how technology and information and the ability to use that in cattle selection and cattle breeding has changed over the last 50 years, really there's been some tremendous things occur, and the Beef Improvement Federation has been right in the middle of that in terms of thinking about how to utilize those tools in terms of cattle breeding. I guess share with our listeners a little about some of the current things that are being discussed and the application of those for those involved in the seed stock industry, as well as commercial producers.
Well, I think you're right, Aaron. And certainly today, you know, the topic continues to be centered around genomics and how genomic or DNA information is used in actually predicting the genetic merit of beef animals. Right now, as I'm sure a lot of people have heard, a lot of beef breed organizations have made substantial changes to their national cattle evaluation, particularly in regards to the way genomic data enters. And those kind of models continue to improve producing more reliable EPD and selection indices. And so there was a lot of discussion at BIF over what changes have been made, the benefits we see in those changes. But I think at the same time, and again, given a lot of the audience at BIF meetings are seed stock and commercial producers, there's really been a renewed focus on helping producers make decisions with these tools. And an example of that is the American Angus Association is currently going through a process to rework their economic selection indices. And so that was discussed at BIF. Although we're continually making the tools better, there certainly is a recognition that we also need to help producers in the decision-making process.
So what are some of the tools and technologies? I mean, obviously you mentioned genomics and the use of those with expected progeny differences, but what are some of the tools and technologies that maybe were kind of on the tip of the horizon now that we're going to be seeing in the future? And what was some of the discussion around some of those things?
Well, you know, one thing that was discussed a little bit was the idea of kind of web-based decision support software. And that's certainly not a new idea. There have been attempts made at that in the past, but there's certainly renewed interest in that now. So really a web-based platform where commercial and seed stock producers alike can enter production and economic level data about their enterprise. And then behind the scenes, we can use that information to appropriately weight EPDs for their desired breeding goals. So having that kind of decision support help in a web-based format is something that is forthcoming. You know, another big topic area, and it's really not a tool or technology, but was the the need to focus on traits that perhaps we haven't in the past. So things we've talked about in a research setting, like health of cattle, healthfulness of the beef product, tenderness, things that really drive either consumer demand or certainly have an economic relevance in terms of production cost. And although I don't know there have been great plans formalized on how to capture that data, there certainly is a recognition that there needs to be a lot of effort put into that area.
Yeah, from my perspective, that is a focus that I think increasingly is going to become important. I just look at the diversity of resource bases in terms of cow herds in the United States, and also just seeing what's happened in terms of cattle health as we think about cattle coming out of a cow-calf enterprise, moving into a stocker yearling, or then moving on into a feed yard, being able to address some of the cattle health issues from a genetic perspective and identifying tools and just opportunities to make improvement there, I think is certainly an opportunity on the horizon that's only going to get focus, I think, from the industry as a whole.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, a lot of those kinds of traits, and we could even think about routine carcass data, they're collected in the tens of millions every year in our industry. They just aren't necessarily collected in seed stock herds, and the data never matriculates back to be entered into a genetic evaluation. And so that's really not an easy problem to solve, but it's one that certainly deserves a lot of attention.
Matt, anything else to add as we point towards wrapping this up?
For those producers that haven't attended a Beef Improvement Federation meeting before, I certainly encourage them to do so. Next year's meeting is going to be in mid-June in Brookings, South Dakota. So it moves around the country every year, and I'd encourage people to attend if they can.
Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Spangler.
Thank you.
For more information on the article Beef Improvement Federation Meeting Summary, it's available at the beef.unl.edu website in the August issue of the Beef Watch newsletter. I also want to mention that the Beef Improvement Federation has two websites where you can learn more about the annual meeting and the organization. To listen to recorded presentations at the 2018 BIF meetings, please visit bifconference.com. And to find preceding papers from this year's BIF meeting, as well as prior year BIF meetings, please visit beefimprovement.org.